This is BioRelativity for North America. The day today is September 3rd, 2024. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Greetings, I am Giuliano. We are the Arcturians. Welcome aboard, so to speak, to our work together as starseeds, planetary healers, and students of the Ascension. Perhaps you still feel the Ascension is a long way from us, and maybe you even think that the negativities on the planet and on North America are so heavy that it would be difficult to ascend. The important thing to remember about ascension is that it is a light energy. And I mean light in both ways. Light as the opposite of heavy, and light in the sense that it is electromagnetic light. It is of a frequency that cannot be seen in normal eyesight. Just for example, like you cannot see some x-rays, and even x-rays from galaxies and stars, yet with the proper telescopes you can pick them up. That is the emitting energy fields that produce those x-rays. And the ascension energies also are not picked up by normal consciousness, certainly not by any instruments that are present on the Earth today. But the ascension energies are here. And the light energy field from the ascension is interacting now with the Earth and with North America on multiple levels. The ascension energy is moldable by the human thought patterns. That means that how you think and how you want the energies to be focused or placed affect the ascension light. And let us keep that in mind as we do our planetary healing work today. I know that you are eager to uplift the spiritual light energy quotient of North America, and that you want to bring the highest light and spiritual focus. Nothing is more high than the ascension light, and you are receptors of that light. And in our work today, let us use your receptivity and your focus in a healing way on North America. So take three deep breaths. and enter a state of spiritual relaxation. Feel your breathing become more rhythmic as you feel more relaxed physically. Feel the state that I call spiritual relaxation, where your spirit body, sometimes referred to as your higher self, is available to you to interact, to participate, and to work in the most effective way possible from the third dimension. You are in a state now of spiritual relaxation. I, Giuliano, send a corridor of light to each of you in your rooms. Receive that corridor of light, for you will use it in your bi-location travels. This is a fifth dimensional corridor of light that is calibrated to the star seeds on the earth and to each of you. Give permission for your spirit body to rise up through your crown chakra, and your spirit enters the corridor of light that I, Giuliano, have placed in your room. And you travel now using your power of bi-location at the speed of thought through the corridor of light directly to my starship Athena. You arrive at my starship Athena, which is directly over the North Pole in the fifth dimensional alignment with Earth. And you feel the energy of my starship because it is in a realm of fifth dimensional light. And it immediately raises your spiritual light quotient and your aura as you begin to vibrate at a higher speed. And you feel elevated in thought and have a great and wonderful feeling of well-being. You walk down my hallway and enter the Gaia Planetary Healing Room, where I have prepared a place for you. Sit around the holographic image of the Earth that is in the center of the room and that is directly focused or zoomed in on North America. I place a dome of etheric light over North America in this holographic representation. Remember that this holographic image is powerful and interacts directly with the real Earth, for we are in the Gaia Planetary Healing Room, which has special powers that help us interact with the Earth's noosphere and the Earth's feedback loop system. We begin with the thought wave of raising the spiritual light quotient of all of North America. And we understand that there are several ways to experience the raising of the spiritual light quotient. These ways include a higher vibratory speed of the etheric energy field on the earth. It also includes the bringing down of the light from ascended masters, such as Sananda. And it also means or can happen by focusing our thoughts on the ascension light that is already in North America, and we will strengthen this ascension light frequency. We will raise the spiritual light quotient around North America, and we will call on the messianic light of Sananda and White Buffalo Calf Woman to enter the special etheric dome that we have set up holographically. For it is a well-known spiritual rule that a messianic figure such as Sananda or White Buffalo Calf Woman, with their presence, can raise the spiritual light quotient of an area on a planet or the entire planet itself. So visualize these aspects, the presence of Sananda, White Buffalo Calf Woman within the dome. Visualize the intensity of the ascension light and the overall raising of the spiritual light frequency of North America. We'll go into meditation while you and I together focus on these thoughts and energies. The light frequency of ascension is permeating North America on our holographic image. The energy of Sananda, in the energy of White Buffalo Cattlemen are illuminating the frequencies of ascension light throughout North America now. And you personally feel the strengthening of the ascension light within your aura. The light from the ascension has been there for a long time, and now it is being illuminated, strengthened, activated. We now turn our attention to the meridians in North America, many of which are in alignment with the rivers, such as the Mississippi River. And let this thought pattern appear on a white screen at the top of the dome of light. Let all meridians in North America be recharged, opened, and flow at its highest potential energetically. We'll go back into meditation, focusing on that thought. And so it shall be. We use our power of observation to look at the heat dome over the southwest, including California, Arizona, New Mexico. And we see also continuing fires in parts of the northwest and in Canada. And we see moisture coming to the areas where the fires are. And we encourage the jet stream to swiftly break up and move the heat dome in a very rapid fashion out of the southwest. Focus on those thoughts and on the white screen above. The dome over North America. That thought wave and all of our work is now being re-energized and downloaded into the noosphere and into the Earth's feedback loop system. Gaia receives your input in our work today with gratitude. In part with happiness, knowing that there are those like yourself who are star seeds and planetary healers who take the time and focus to interact with Gaia on her level. It is time now to leave the Gaia Planetary Healing Chamber. Stand up. Walk down, out of the room, down the hallway. Remember, you have an activated ascension light within your aura from this exercise that you will be able to bring back with you to your earth body. You walk down the corridor and enter that corridor and travel now at the speed of thought back into your earth body, leaving the starship. You arrive now gently at a place 6 feet above your physical body. Remember, you have that activated ascension light with your spirit body. Re-enter, bringing that and all the other energies and your spirit body in perfect alignment back into your physical body now. You are recharged, activated, and in alignment with the energies and work we have done today in helping to repair and heal Gaia. You may open your eyes and return to normal consciousness, awake and fully alert. I'm Giuliano. Good day.